This episode brought to you by Ravenlocks.
Hey, all you creatures of the night. If you're a totally evil vampire like me, you have a vampire diary. A diary full of your secret vampire thoughts, and also a complete list of ways that you can be killed or severely maimed. But even a really cool, dark, all-powerful vampire like yourself can have problems with privacy. Like when your parents, your lame little brother, or some stupid band of adventurers try to find your diary and read it. And no matter where you try to hide your diary, like under your mattress or in a shoebox in your closet, or deep down in a barrel full of sand in a winery, someone always finds it. Introducing Ravenlocks, a powerful padlock that will keep your fiendish secrets where they belong. Nobody will be able to open your most precious book where you keep all of your nihilistic, non-rhyming poetry and a detailed history of your tragic past.
Stephanie, it's time for dinner.
Dad, I'm doing an ad for Ravenlocks.
Nope, dinner.
What are we having?
Beet soup and garlic bread.
Dad, you know I can't eat garlic. I'm a vampire.
Young lady, you take those ridiculous vampire teeth out and come down to dinner this instant. Your mother's been squeezing beets and mixing them with water all day.
You know what, Dad? One day Strahd the Ancient will fall for me, a 16-year-old girl, and I will live with him in his castle forever.
Good. Maybe he'll be the one that'll pay for the 50 gallons of black eyeliner you buy every week.
Whatever. Anyway, Ravenlocks. Buy one and keep your 23 and a half pages of you practicing your signature as Mrs. Stephanie Von Zarevich safe from prying eyes. We carry them at Strahd Topic, which is where I work down at the Kresk Mini Mall. Hashtag Ravenlocks, hashtag I love you Strahd, hashtag Madame Eva sucks, hashtag vampires are life, hashtag yas vampires, hashtag I'm prettier than Irina Kolyanovich, hashtag Irina Kolyanovich who, hashtag Team Strahd.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Not
now we are.
I'm so happy and I'm never mad.
That's true.
I'm never mad at my kids for not sleeping.
You're never mad at anybody for anything.
I'm always the best mom ever. I'm a good liar too.
I'm a bad liar, but I lie.
Liar.
Sounded like the beginning to an ad. This episode brought to you by Acme brand lie detectors. When you need to get away with it.
You lie, Abigail?
What?
You lie? You're not completely like forthright?
Like a bed. Wait, does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, you
I think
lie
so.
Like
wait,
a...
do beds lie?
I don't know.
Like on a bed.
Like
my bed is very dishonest.
It's like a bed lying on top of another bed.
I lie like a bed lying on top of another bed. That's how I'm gonna describe myself. People will just be like, but can you talk like a normal person talks? No.
I lie like soap. Lying on a bed.
Yeah, that would work with anything. Like, anything could lie on a bed. It's perfect. Guys.
Wait, I thought you were making a pun with a soap. Like, L-Y-E.
I was.
Oh, lie!
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Oh, Nye, see, I'm the only one that didn't get the double.
No, I didn't get the double entendre. All
right, good.
Dirty, dirty, birdie, hurdy.
Good, because you're smarty pants, and now I don't feel so bad.
You don't feel so bad for not getting the dirty, hurdy, furdy, gurdy?
No.
Because there was a time in your life when that really would have bothered you.
Yeah.
The dirty, hurdy, gurdy, furdy.
Right.
Name of the episode. We haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
The dirty, hurdy, gurdy,
hurdy, gurdy. I have an idea.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
My idea got squashed by the beginner music.
Do I have a good idea sound? Let's see. What's a good idea sound? That's your idea bursting forth out of your brain.
It's my idea smashing
that
on the kitchen floor.
That light bulb above your head was so bright it just burst. It's like, I've got an idea. Pop!
Now there are shards of glass in my eye and I'm screaming. Terrible.
Like a bed on top of another bed.
Let's just recap.
Alright. Recap. The last time we all gathered together, you continued your exploration of the winery. You found a room with a printing press for making wine labels, two bunk rooms, one with some children's toys and the other with other things. You then descended into the frosty cellar, where you did battle with three more druids and discovered some super interesting mold. Finally, you made it to the glassblower's workshop, where Rafina discovered an aged tome, mostly illegible, but she did find a passage that gave you some insight into the ruler of this land, Strahd von Zarovich.
Luckily, that part was not unreadable.
You have no idea what was illegible. Could have given away so many more secrets.
He was like, "Dear diary, today Sasha was mean to me and so I became a vampire." Wah!
Are you there, Morning Lord? It's me, Strahd. As Rafina finishes reading out those passages in the tome you found, I need everybody to make a perception check.
Whoa. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Perception. Things are getting heated.
Oh, no.
15.
9 plus 3 is 12.
Well, this is embarrassing, but I can't actually find my dice.
Well, I'm glad we started with this.
We have to.
Thought that they were right here.
Check the toaster oven.
Oh, man. If they're there, I've got more problems than just the one.
Go to roll 20 and use their dice.
Yeah.
You can borrow my roll.
What was your roll?
20.
Whoa.
Oh, you're good 20? let...
Oh, and Lank got a 2.
I was going to say. Let's say Lank got a 2 because he's so lacking in perception, he doesn't even realize people are perceiving. Well, the search goes on, but continue.
I can generate a random number for you. 3!
It's always 3.
It's always 3. He only knows the number 3.
Only randomly knows the number 3.
Okay, I used the random thing on roll 20 and I got a 13.
Okay. Oh. Bonused or not bonused?
Oh, well, not bonused. I figured that was the least I deserved for losing my dice. But it would be 14 with the plus 1.
All right. So, all of you hear noises coming from the north door in this room, which is not opposite, it's not the way you came in. You came up the stairs into this room. So, through the north door you hear noises, and Batthwack and Will, you can tell that it is someone speaking. Sounds like a male voice, but you can't make out what they're saying.
All right. I kill everybody.
All right.
Oh, you must have got a nice new spell.
Why didn't I think of that?
What do we do with this thing that I'm reading off of? What do we do? Should I put it back into the sand?
Take it. Take the pages. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Oh, I forgot to play this when you found it.
Yes.
That would have scared the crap out of me.
I don't know. I mean, wait, me and Bathback can tell it's just like a guy?
Yeah, it's a male voice speaking.
All right, it's just a guy, but it could be a druid. Even though they had a different language, it could be one guy that knows.
You can't tell
All right,
what language
it's
it is.
It's a druid. Go kill him. Crap. All right, Just take it. Who cares? Whatever, they hid it in a bucket of sand.
Maybe they wanted us to find it, though. I mean, they would have gotten to that part of the bucket some eventually.
Yeah, so I think we should just take it. And then if okay. when we run into the people, we'll just be like, what were you doing with this in the bottom of a barrel? That is very important to heroes like us. Come on.
Okay. Into the tinderbox it goes, unless it doesn't fit.
You have a giant tinderbox. It easily fits.
It is. It's massive. It's like Mary Poppins' carpet bag.
You can shove it in next to your terrarium that you've put in there. And the wagon.
That we roll it around on, yes. Okay.
All right, everybody, get ready to kill something. I wasn't joking before. Get ready to kill.
All right. Okay. Let's get it started. I'm going to just barge through the door.
Whoa. All right. You barge through the door. You find yourself underneath the stairs in the large vat room, the fermentation room with the giant vats. As you burst in, you hear a voice say, go tell the others. And you come in and sort of through the stairs, they're sort of open stairs. You can see through the, there's no risers, you just see the treads. And you catch a glimpse of Adrian, who was the oldest son of the family outside, the winemakers. Should be way better name for that.
Wait a second. The DM is the bartender from the Blue Water Inn. Hello.
I thought you sounded familiar, me.
I didn't realize I married that guy.
You catch a glimpse of him, but his shape quickly changes. He seems to morph into the shape of a raven.
Would you say that his shape shifted?
I didn't say that. How dare you presume?
Shit. Sorry, I'm not myself without my dice.
His shape shafted.
Shapeshafters.
Into that of a raven, his clothes falling to the floor around him, and the raven takes flight, headed up through the rafters and out of sight.
Oh my god, they're naked when they land.
I was gonna say!
Yes!
And in the room left, it sounds like the person who was speaking was Davian. Davian. What did I say before?
I don't know.
What's better? What do people prefer?
Davian!
Davian.
Is it
D-A-V-I-A-N. So Davian or Davian? Davian.
Make it rhyme with Evian.
Evian. Devian. Davion!
Davion! Davion!
Davian. You see Davian.
Hey, Dave. Davian. Davian.
We shall from now on refer to him as Samuel.
Yeah, exactly. It's much easier.
As you barge in and Adrian takes off, Davian whirls around to face where you're coming in. And he brandishes a staff and says, who's there?
Who are you talking to? I heard voices.
What?
Hey.
Who's there? Come out here!
Disarm him with questions. Let's play the question game!
Yeah, he doesn't. I guess he doesn't see me.
Who do you think is there?
I'll come out from around behind the stairs.
Okay. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, it's you. What, sorry, what was that? What did you ask me?
I just heard you talking. Is there someone else here?
Oh, that was my son Adrian. He just left to tell the others.
Without his clothes?
Well, yes. Did you see what happened?
Right, but you know, like, what's gonna happen when he lands? Like, does he just grow new ones suddenly, or is he just pulling the naked dwarf like we heard about in the village of Barovia?
Alright, well, you saw what happened. I'm really good at saying the thing that we are. That's a hard word to say. Were ravens.
I get it. Whenever I introduce myself, I'm like, I'm a dwarf. I'm a dwarf.
Yeah, you're a dwarf.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's rough out there. I sympathize. Lang's like, I made a friend today.
A friend.
A friend.
So does that mean you're not evil?
No, I'm not. What should I be? I don't know that that means I'm not evil.
We're just always ready for evil.
No, I mean, you're clearly on the side of good. It seems like you've done great work here. He gestures around to the large room.
What work did we do in this room?
Just mean here in our winery. It seems like we've been working around and Gabby Johnson is right.
Gabby Johnson was right!
Wait, what is that reference?
Oh, it's Blazing Saddles. Gabby Johnson is right. When old Sarah Long and Nurse Dragon, Morris Ford and Cracker Fucker is gonna roll real razor cutter.
The were-room was right about the dwarf being right.
The sheriff was a were-raven.
This is authentic Barovian gibberish.
Oh my god.
I have to remember now, because now every time anybody says anything that I agree with, Lank goes, Rawr!
Yes! Yes! Oh my god.
Anyway.
So were-raven, she asked if you were evil.
No!
And you said no.
Why should we be?
No, and you're very sanitary, I must say, because I have not seen any bird poop on the floors of your winery.
Oh, of course not. That would be atrocious. We would never... Ugh.
Oh, I hope I didn't offend you. Well,
no, the thought of it offends me, not you.
Speaking of
lady.
The giant open things of wine, apparently, right? I mean, like, a person fell in one, and did you get my note? And Will walks over to the...
Yeah, we were just looking at these.
Yeah, because he had left the note on one of the taps.
You
like,
left a note
poison.
On a couple of them.
Yeah.
You said poison ? I think.
Yeah.
And then, was it just dead body or something like
I don't
that?
Know. It was something
person?
Like, we don't know, unknown or
well,
something.
Well, there's one, one dead person. Person floating
know.
In.
It was like questionable. The yeah. other one that we didn't see anything happen to, but who knows?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think the dead person is still floating there.
Yeah,
so.
I think so.
It's not a question mark.
No, not yeah. on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It seems like, unfortunately, all the wine in these is no good. They did something to it. It's a danger, basically. I would not advise drinking any of this. It's a shame. It's a lot of wine to have to dispose of. But...
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, your basement might need to be restocked.
What?
Somehow.
What happened in the basement?
I don't know. Bathwack
did
it.
You mean the cellar? What happened?
That was a real quick reply on Will's part.
Well,
yeah, no.
I'm sure you did what you needed to
yeah,
to root out evil here.
Right.
Have you been throughout? He gestures up and down. Could there be any stragglers left?
I think there could be. We didn't search so carefully outside.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Well, we saw from afar see a few of those blights that they had with them sort of collapse into piles of twigs, which is very odd. There was a crazy sound right around when that happened. Sounded like a scream. I don't know if you heard that or if that was your doing. If that's
yeah, that was totally me. No, I'm just kidding. Will does not say that. That did everything bad. I broke that stick. That was the story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm just kidding.
That was a family heirloom worth countless gold coins. You broke my stick. That's the only thing I cared about here.
It was actually his perch.
Oh, yeah. Aw, sorry.
Everything else I have insurance on, I was hoping you'd destroy. Thank you, Batflack. Will, I'm very disappointed.
No, he doesn't really say that. But...
I know. Neither does he.
Okay, good.
Because none of that is true. Well, I'm sure that there is some... undoubtedly some damage, and probably a lot of it done even before you got here, I would think. I don't think they were up to any good. Though, I don't know what they wanted. They're evil. I don't know that they have much thought other than that. Have you ever heard them talk? Gibberish.
Well, isn't that a language, sir? Isn't that like a language?
That's really saying something, too.
Do you, I mean, like... Have you heard any other languages? Those might also sound like gibberish.
Yeah, I'm sure they're communicating somehow, but they're barbarians. You see what they did to us?
I guess so. I don't know. Your wine is poisoned.
They're living in squalor over on that hill, just in the dirt.
Well, I asked about them before, and you said you didn't, or someone. I don't remember who I talked to. You all look so much alike, you bird folk. I don't know.
That's terribly racist, Dana. Very untrue.
Well, you know what? I'm matching racist for languagist. Racist language man.
All right, let me say specifically, I don't like these druids that tried to murder us and take over our winery. Is that racist?
You're just saying gibberish. I thought that that was
it's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, exactly. That was my point. But anyway.
Great.
You were saying that...
Reverend!
You were saying that you don't know how many, oh my god. Before, one of you said that you didn't know how many dwarves were over there, so like...
Dwarves?
Were they dwarves?
Druids.
Druids! Oh god!
Oh, Link is really mad now.
Racist!
No, I'm not a dwarf, I'm a dwarf.
Dwarf. Sorry. Okay, so let me start over again. God. Before, when we talked to you outside, you said you didn't know how many druids were over there, because I was saying...
Oh, I don't really know. We didn't go over there and count.
How far away is it?
It's not too far. Pretty close, actually. They're basically, if you want to think of it this way, kind of right next door. It's part of a larger story. I didn't really want to get into it before. I didn't know really how much I could trust you all, but it seems... like you're quite trustworthy. I'm indebted to you all.
Now that we've seen your son strip.
Yeah, now that we've seen your son strip, she said.
Oh, get over it. You ever seen a naked were-raven before?
I still don't. Okay, never mind.
Lank stops to think for a while. Have I?
In my... Oh, man.
Let me think back to my college years.
Oh. Come to think of it, I had a naked were-raven roommate.
Do were-flamingos count?
Is it only at the full moon or what? I'm very curious.
Oh, no. No, at will.
At will.
Yep. Our whole family lives with it. Myself, my sons, I think I have a daughter, my daughter.
The bartender?
Oh, Erwin, yep, his wife, their boys, all of us. Yep, every single one.
Thought there was a feather in my beet soup.
Your daughter, is she much to look at?
Well, you saw her.
Naked were-raven. Naked.
Just asking out of idle curiosity.
Has she done any naked were-raven boudoir shoots?
Tasteful nudes only.
Lank is interested in her calendar if she has one.
It's very difficult to shoot because you have to do it as they morph out of their clothes and fly away. So you get these weird, like, half-person, half-raven boob shots. It's pretty weird.
Weird, right.
They're very expensive calendars.
Okay. Well, what is the long story? You were going to tell a long story.
I was.
Sorry. I don't know who is a pastor.
You interrupted my exposition. How dare you? Let me continue. Jem's story, underlined.
Jem?
Jem's.
Like, just, and care. The hologram?
Jem's and the hologram. All right. Well, where should I begin? Around you find yourself in our winery, the Wizard of Wines. And it's named as such because countless eons ago, this winery was built and founded by a wizard whose name is lost to time.
That's a weird name.
That's a pretty long name.
It is.
Hey, I said it first!
We dwarves have a wry sense of humor.
Lost, as I like to refer to him, Mr. Time to all of you.
Mr. Time.
Had crafted three magical gems. These gems he planted in the soil in the grounds around the vineyard, or around the winery. Oh. And these sprang forth the vineyards that you see here now.
Wow.
Each gem was responsible for a different vintage of grape. That's probably not the right way to refer to it. Different type of grape used to make different vintages of wine.
Breed.
Yeah, breed. It's a purebred grape.
These weren't mutt grapes, mind you. Anyway.
I think it's a variety. Isn't it just a variety? Like an apple?
Ooh, yes.
Variety? I don't know. Let's discuss this part more. Sorry.
Go on. I've always tried to figure out what the right word for it is.
You,
me and my family.
Your family loves to figure out.
We love to determining the best terms used in the winemaking business. Ugh, that term. I hate that one. The gem responsible for the finest variety of grape.
Varietal.
Was... What, varietal? God damn it!
Look, friend, this is probably as good a time to tell you as any. I've pretty much lost the thread of this story, so... You...
Wizard, long ago, three gems, magic grapes. You good? Anyway, first one... One of them produced the finest vintage called Champagne de l'Estampe.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't name it. Now, this gem, you will be surprised to hear, was stolen about 10 years ago.
Oh.
Is this dwarf high?
Yeah, Rafina, have you cast your feel-good spell?
Is that what happened to all the wine in the cellar?
It was like eons ago, this winery was established, and then 10 years ago, shit started happening.
That's about right.
Wow.
This is a utopian winery. If you guys had visited just 10 years earlier, it would have been fine.
Well, yes, but... That 10 year ago mark happened, and someone absconded with the gem in the night. Hmm. We have no idea who took it, no idea where it is to this day. If you want to ask anyone, the person who might know, but who claims not to, is Irwin, my son. He was on watch that night, but that fool, maybe it's a little my fault, he was maybe too young to entrust, but we're a family, we work together, he should have been able to. He was off busy canoodling with his soon-to-be wife. You might have met her, I don't know, she works with him there. Danica, she and he were off in the woods somewhere, getting up to, you know, hanky-panky, or whatever you might want to call it, and,
In raven form?
Don't ask. Probably, and probably not.
Gross.
So that fool of a son, he was the one that was watching over when that one was taken. He did not see anything. No one knows at all where that is. And ever since then, that portion of the vineyard wilted away, and now we cannot make that type of wine anymore.
Haven't you even used the land for any other type of grape?
Have you tried to grow anything here in Barovia?
I am new here. Obviously, I'm not a farmer either.
That was somewhat of a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
It's hard. It sucks.
Right, the no sun thing, probably.
And just in general, this land is shit.
Oh.
Yes. Unless you want to grow beets.
How do you know, like, that it's shit here, but, like, it sounds like if you live here, that's just the state of things. Have you ever been outside of Barovia?
Well, we've heard tales. The Vistani, damn them. They can travel freely in and out. You obviously came from somewhere.
Right.
I've been around the block a few times, Sonny. I'm old.
You
remember.
Are? I didn't know you were the old one.
I'm the old one.
Okay.
I'm the dad.
Okay. Go ahead.
Damn it.
God damn it. All right.
So, that's what happened to that one. Since then, everything had been relatively quiet. We got by. We were still producing. We've got...
Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, now you can. I was on mute. Okay. Oh,
okay. Okay, go over what you said that we missed. Go ahead.
I have a real question.
Oh. What?
Can you get in and out of Barovia? I hear it's very hard to escape.
It's impossible.
We can't get through the mists. Can were-ravens get through the mist?
No, ma'am. The only ones I know of that can leave this land are the Vistani.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Making it.
Is it?
Who's heavily breathing?
Yep.
Yeah, there it is. My questions are over.
That was her real question. That was her real question. Who's heavily breathing?
Anyway, so like I said, things have been quiet since then. We've still been producing the Red Dragon Crush, the Purple Grape Mash number 3, and providing these. God damn it! I didn't name any of these. It's just what they're called.
You could change the name, though. Purple Grape Mash number 3.
We've got the printing press all set up.
You can't change it? Like, that's
that would be a pain.
No, it wouldn't. If you rebrand yourself, maybe you could sell Purple Grape Mash number 3 and people would get excited that it was something else. Rebranding, fellow.
Listen, we're, like, the only source of happiness in this land. People pretty much buy what we've got.
Right.
We don't really have to worry about it.
And the stuff in the basement isn't ruined. You could still bottle it and sell it.
The stuff on the ground.
Dead person number 4.
Dead person number 4.
I'm trying not to think of the seller. Please.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
I'll see it later. Anyway. But yes, yeah, so... Just here recently, I mean, I told you a bit about this attack from the druids, but this was not the first misery we experienced here recently. We've been fending off the assaults from, I don't know if you've heard of her, there's a witch. She lives somewhere to the east of here, named Baba Lasaga.
Baba Lasaga?
Baba Lasaga.
Baba Lasaga.
I take it you've not heard of her. Or maybe you just like saying her name. She's has magic at her behest, and she has for years,
10 years.
Yes, for years. Recently, been at sending her. She makes these scarecrows and sends them after us to attack.
Something in the card about scarecrows.
You are right.
We've been fending off her assaults. Rather successfully, no casualties. It's an annoyance more than anything else.
We've been described that way, too, as a group.
Nice.
Being familiar with magic herself, we suspected that she thought this winery's success was due to some form of magic as well, and it seems like our suspicions were correct. Just about 3 weeks ago, she sent a large mass of scarecrows, and rather than attack directly the winery... They ended up discovering and stealing away the Red Dragon Crush Gem.
Uh-oh.
Most likely bringing it back to her for her to use. I mean, they're items of immense power.
So that means now there are 2 gone.
Well, let me finish.
Uh-oh.
No!
Okay.
First I want to know, you have a gem named Purple Mash number... wait, what is it?
Purple grape mash number 3.
Well, we don't call the gems that... They make the grapes that make the wine that we call that.
Hmm. I see.
I believe there was a grape mash number 2 and then originally a purple grape mash. They probably had refined the process for them. Over time. Or whatever wine stuff people that make wine do, like me.
What do those weirdos do?
So, yes, we've mostly been dealing with these attacks from Baba Lasaga, but then, just about 5 days ago, these druids began their attacks, and immediately, they found and took our last gem.
Oh my
no!
God.
Purple Grape Mash number 3, wine gem.
So if they took it, they have been leaving and coming back. Then,
well, they took it back with them to Yesterhill. We actually, again, I didn't disclose all of this. I didn't know how far I could trust any of you. Never know here in Barovia. But I'm at your, something. What is it? I owe you a lot.
I can call?
Everything.
Yeah.
We launched a counterattack against them after they stole that. That was our last hope. Without that, we can make no more wine. But they were too much for us. We're not warriors. We had to flee. And then, 2 days ago, just like I told you, they came back, completely drove us out of the winery, and things have progressed from then, as I had initially described to you.
Alright, so we killed, like, what is it, like 5 or 6 of them? So how many were there when you tried to
6.
Attack them? How many were... I'm asking you, old man. Old Father Davian. Are you Davian? Wait, are you Davian?
Davian, yes.
All right, Dave. How many are there?
I don't like Dave.
In the hills. In the hills, how many do you estimate there are?
Let me try to estimate the correct number. Let me just flip through the book of my mind. I mean, it would seem like it was hard to say. Some of them especially were very fierce warriors.
I don't even know if they were druids. They seem like these barbarian types that were with them, but I would say, I don't know, it seemed like dozens that were there.
All right.
And so that's where we stand now. For getting us back our home, I would like to offer you a reward.
We don't want any wine, thanks though.
I was going to offer money, but if you say you want wine, that's fine. We have some money that I could give you, but without a source of income, I don't know how much I can afford to offer you. I was thinking, I don't know if this even would be offensive, but I was thinking maybe to offer you 50 gold for bestowing upon us back our winery and our home here. I would be able to offer you so much more if even just one of those gems were retrieved, but without that, we have no way of bringing any further income here to our family. I'm not really sure what we're going to do at this point.
This is an out-of-character question. What do we do with gold at the end of the game? Like, do we win if we have a certain amount?
No, you just need gold.
You use it in the game.
You buy, like, potion. I mean, you need gold, basically, but Rafina would probably be like, don't give it to us!
I was going to be!
Yeah, Patrick was going to ask if we could just take one book, any book we like from the house.
Well, we already did!
Yeah, I know, but we wouldn't be stealing it if he gave it to us.
He doesn't know he has it.
A book of our choice.
He doesn't know he has it. He wouldn't keep it in the sand.
Well, we don't know he doesn't know he has it.
I mean, people should do what they would do.
50 is plenty! Oh my goodness! For heaven's sakes, no, you don't need to give us anything. Oh my goodness. No.
Oh, I insist on giving you something.
Oh, really? Okay, thank you.
25, or?
I'd just like to take a book. A book from that. I look like a reader, don't I? I'm an avid reader.
Well, but if you don't get the help, your family's going to starve to death in a mud pile, right?
Well, yes, I...
Well, we should help. I should help. I'll help.
He didn't ask for any help.
I'll help him anyway.
Help? You'll help? Ah, I knew we were fast friends there, Dwararf.
After Lank dies, I'll help too.
So you were going to ask about books.
Well, you want a book. We don't have a library here or anything. Did you happen to see a book that caught your eye, or...
If, let's just say hypothetically, a book was lying around, like, in a pile of sand or something, I mean, would that be something that you...
Or in a bookshelf.
Sure, yes. You can take all the books you want. Of course. Except for the one that has my chocolate bars hidden in it. It's a hollowed-out book, and I keep my chocolate bars in it. My Werther's originals. I'm the old one, remember?
Yeah.
Necco wafers.
Yeah.
Necco wafers. They have a beet-flavored one, I'm not even kidding.
Ugh.
The purple is supposed to be beet-flavored.
Wow, there you go.
Wow. All right.
Gross.
It's relevant. It all ties back to the bartender and his soup.
Yep. It's just made of beet-flavored Necco wafers and water.
Reconstituted.
My inspiration for this soup didn't come from beets. I was eating candy and thought, somebody needs to make a soup out of this.
All right. So as you're going over this book thing, there's a raven that flies in from above. There's some open, sort of, not like open to the sky, but like open almost gable windows. Is that the right word? Gable? Dormer windows. And a raven flies in and alights on the floor next to Adrian's pile of clothing. And the raven quickly takes the shape of Adrian again. And yes, ladies, he is completely naked.
Woo!
Yeah, but going back to your daughter for a moment.
He quickly dresses, but without shame. He's not, like, trying to quickly hide himself. He's just efficiently putting his clothes back on.
That is so interesting. Just doing it? Cool. Interesting.
He says, as he's dressing, he says, Dad, I told the others. They're coming over through the vineyard. But I checked and I can't find the key. He says, what? Yeah, the key to the chest, it's not there. He says, what? Ugh.
Guys, did we take the key?
Says, did you guys, did any of you find a key? Did any of these druid people have a key on them or anything?
I don't think we searched the guy in the wine vat.
What key are you looking for? Key to what?
In the master bedroom upstairs, that's where we keep our money, our gems and things of value. And we keep the key nearby but hidden, and Adrian here says that it is not where we keep it. We did not have a chance to bring it with us when we were rushed out of here, and that's been weighing on my mind in addition to everything else. And I knew we would want to provide you with some sort of recompense for the work you did here, so I had him check. And you can't get in, son? And he shakes his head.
Hey, guys, didn't one of you see a key somewhere?
You said in
the
bed? That sounds
familiar.
A key in a bed, you said?
Well, the chest was in the bedroom. The key is hidden nearby.
We found a key.
What else lies like a lying bed on a lying bed?
I don't know. I remember laying on the bed, stretched out. You guys were doing something in the room. I don't know. I was taking a nap.
Yeah, I remember Lank did find a key and was looking in the chest. I do remember that.
Oh, okay. What'd you do with the key?
I put the key back where I found it.
Okay, so you put it back where you found it. Where was that?
In the bed. It's not a null post. In the bedpost.
Okay, so we're on the same page there, but Adrian checked there, and it's not there. Could a druid have come in and taken it after you guys had gone through, or...
I really can't help but look at Will. But then I'm trying not to.
If he looks at me, he's like, are you... What, Bathwack? What?
What? What?
What?
I think Lank is going to pat himself down looking for the key, in case he forgot.
All right. Make a perception check.
Oh! Natural 20.
All right. You immediately, the first pouch or pocket or whatever you put your fingers into, you find the key.
Is this it? I offer it to the were-dragon raven loft cropper.
He breathes fire on you.
I'll take that as a maybe.
Oh, yes, that's it.
I must not have put it back. I apologize. He hands him the key.
Will crosses his arms in a big show of, oh, that's interesting. Remember when everyone thought that I was stealing it? I would just like to point out who had the key all along. I just have to say.
Lank looks at Will as if remembering that situation, and his look turns very dark.
That's just interesting. I think it's interesting that everyone wanted to blame me for something, and I was just checking to make sure it was locked, so...
Lank actually laughs.
I didn't even have it. I mean, who had it? Who literally just had the key on them right at this moment?
Let's not fight about it, guys. Now we can get our gold. Everything's good.
That's a good way to look at it. Well... May I have it there, son?
Yeah, he's handed it to you.
Oh, thank you. And just to remind you, one of you had also taken a key that was hanging in a cabinet in the room that make the labels. What's
I think
that? The press
took it.
Something.
Yeah, I think I did take it.
I think he took it.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it was either Bathwack or Rafina. I couldn't remember.
Wasn't me.
You sure it wasn't you? If it wasn't you, then it was me.
Why would I take it? I don't take it.
Because you found it.
The talk was that, I think Rafina was saying we shouldn't just take keys, but then me and Bathwack were both like, well, I mean, if you need to get in somewhere, it's probably nicer to open the door with a key than break down the door since we're clearing the place out. So
did I decide to keep it in my tinderbox?
I think Bathwack has it.
Here, edit this in when you edit that episode. And Bathwack took the key.
I'm pretty sure I have the key, but I didn't write it down.
So I'm just reminding you of that in case Bathwack would remember that and want to say anything.
Is he? Yeah, so everyone's still here? I'll produce that key and I'll say, you know, we found another key.
Oh, here, that's just it's a key to the lock on the doors over here. And he gestures to the doors leading to the terrace with the stomping vats outside.
Ah, okay.
Nothing special. So yeah, that's, and I guess just to, as a reminder with the, the reason why Lank, for any of our listeners who don't remember from an episode or two ago, depending on how it's edited, when the chest was found, Lank did originally find the key, unlocked the chest, looked inside, then put the key back in its hiding spot, and then after everyone left the room except for Will, Will went, got the key, and snuck over to the chest and was trying to open it up when he was discovered by Rafina, and then Lank came in, and they all confronted him, and Will...
I said I was just making sure that it was locked.
Yes.
And I passed the key, I think, to Bernard...
You first put it in Bernard's mouth, yeah. But then you got it back, and you snuck it into Lank's pocket later.
Yeah, reverse pickpocketing.
Yep.
Also, a quick note for our listeners. I mean, you mentioned, you know, depending on what episode this is, we break this into episodes for their sake, but this is one continuous thing. We've been playing this game now since... how long has it been?
Oh, it's been a couple days,
I mean,
solid.
It's continuous.
I'm a little tired,
I have
I will
to go
say.
To the bathroom so badly.
But that's what our listeners mean to us.
Yeah.
We do it for you.
I don't even know how I edit this as we're recording. Like, I'm, like, trying to edit and play at the same
time. No, it's, like, 2014 right now.
Oh.
We're not going to release this for a couple years.
Oh, I get it. Oh, okay.
I wonder if someone will be confused by that.
We're going to get confused letters, guys.
Recorded 5 years ago.
Dead. All right, well, here, Adrian, you run up. I promised these folks, they didn't want to take it, but I'm going to stick by what I said first. Grab 50 gold out of our chest. And Adrian's eyes widen a little bit, but he nods, and he heads up the stairs and out the door. Well, while we wait, I wanted to offer you perhaps another offer. I want to put forth a proposition. I want to extend to you a suggestion, perhaps something that you might be interested in. I know Irwin, that lackaday, he's been running low on wine. You said that's probably why he sent you here in the first place. So I was going to send forth of a delivery. I wonder if you might actually take that to him if you're heading back that way. If so, I would send word, and I would assume he'd be able to... I will tell him that he'll offer you free room and board at his inn if you do so. And I will make sure that he upgrades you to the wolf steaks. None of that shitty hot beet soup crap.
I think Will needs the special room, too. He didn't like the common room last time.
He put you all in a common room? A dormitory?
Yeah. How dare he?
I know! You guys are certainly of a higher caliber than that.
He didn't even offer us the private rooms, I have to say. I went back down and I don't know.
That's
if
an insult!
Right! Exactly.
That damn son of mine! I'm gonna have a word
with
him.
I wanna know, you seem to have a problem with him. What is the problem? Just.
He was the one that was on guard whenever our.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like before that.
It's an old grudge. You know, old people hold grudges and dads right. And sons and stuff like that.
I didn't know if it was any other problem.
It's that old
well.
Trope.
All right.
Also, I don't like the way he wears his pants. They're too low. And that music he listens to.
Well, okay. Like, so, and... Oh man, I'm just still interested. Katie is still interested in these druids. If they're right next door, I feel like we just should. These people are going to have no income. Like, oh, but Will doesn't care, but I care.
Well, that Lank was saying earlier is like, no, wait a second. We should help them.
These druids didn't seem to be very hard to beat. I mean, I don't know if I'm metagaming here, but.
If there's any other sticks to break, we can just, you know, break a stick, they all fall over. We're like, hey, we win.
Yeah. Go blazing our way through the forest.
Bathwack, find another stick, break it, everybody wins, except them.
Well, guys, I feel like we're destined to encounter this scarecrow lady. Madam Eva said.
But what if she's in a windmill? Oh. Don't go in the windmill.
I feel like Rafina was right about that one, though. I don't know.
All I know is that windmill is a pile of rubble.
Right
and
now.
That's all that matters. Right now, they may have rebuilt it since we left.
New remodeled windmill.
Those assholes.
That one lady was still alive. I'm still afraid of her.
Well, then we'll just find another stick and break that one and she'll fall over.
All right. Well.
But we gotta bring the wine to Edwin, and we probably want to grill him for information.
Just like he grills his wolf steaks.
Bazinga.
So at this point, just to be clear, we don't know. There's no clue as to where those stolen gems are.
The one is with the druids. I mean, they have it.
The scarecrows took the one, the red dragon crush. The druids took the purple grape mash number 3.
And they're the ones that are like one farm over or one field over.
And we just killed a bunch of them like super easily. So at least if we get that gem, then they have income. And this is all Katie. I'm going to emphasize that again. Because Will is like, let's not go fight more people right now.
There were dozens of them?
Yep.
Like 12 dozen?
Yeah. 100 dozen?
Again, it was hard to say. Two, 3 dozen, something like that. But not all of them were just, like I said, just druids. There were some, these wild folk almost, that was the real problem, to be honest. I mean, the druids had their magic, which was an obstacle in its own, but there were some pretty much devoted, it seemed like, warriors with them. I don't know if they were, like, bodyguard types or I don't know what. Never seen something like that before.
Well, you seem to be discouraging us from helping you.
No, I
will accept your discouragement.
I would welcome any help. I'm just trying to inform you of what we saw and why we were not able to bring it back ourselves.
Bathwick, how do you feel about another druid encounter?
I'm in, but I wonder if we can recruit some help.
From among us?
I don't know. Is there anyone...
What do you have in mind, Bathwick? Said Nick.
There's a couple people here who can turn into birds.
That is true.
Bernard!
Seems like it might be kind of handy. Well, and Bernard, but I was thinking of these naked people here. Maybe your daughter would like to come out, you know?
Well, yes, I mean, if you were going to mount an attack on Yesterhill, we would definitely assist you. Yes.
Are you afraid of them attacking you right now, or do you want us to deliver the wine first? I mean, do you want... It's up to you, because it's your business. It's your livelihood. Like, if you
Well, I mean, we have... The vineyards are still producing grapes. Just based on what had happened in history's past...
I'm sorry.
Currently, yes. I mean, the ones that produce the Red Dragon Crush, that's slowly diminishing. You can start to see the effects now. It's not already
so
the yield is less.
So you still have grapes. There's not like...
Somewhat, yes. Okay. I mean, you could see our
fermentation. So it's not like we have
here.
To do this right now. We can do it...
Well, one other possibility we should consider is that there might be a retaliatory attack since we have just cleared out this space.
Exactly. True.
It might be a good time to take the fight to those druids with us and the naked birds and not wait.
If they're going to attack us here, why don't we sneak around the back while they're doing that and raid their place while they're here and find the gem?
That's a possibility. I don't know if they're going to attack.
Well, Link says they are.
I'm saying they could.
You're responsible, Link.
Okay, fine. Then, all right, then let's just go out guns blazing, and I don't know what guns are, and neither do any of you. And...
You mean your arms?
Yeah.
Blank kisses his biceps.
That's in history, that's where the term gun came from. People always called their biceps that. And when they finally made guns back in China, that's why they called them guns.
Lies!
That one lied like a gun on a bed.
If these people are giving you trouble, and they gave us trouble here, and, you know, there's a dead one in your wine vat, you know, let's just clean them all out while we have the element of surprise and naked birds.
Such a weird perversion of yours there, Link.
All right, well, we've been just sitting on our asses for the past few days, so... I'm not gonna risk all of my family. Some of them need to stay back here, I think. My daughter's taking care of her baby and children.
Yeah, you mean the baby can't fight? Come on, baby. Turn into a bird already and fight.
Just turns into an egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be fine. The daughter should definitely come out then.
She's gotta actively regurgitate food into his mouth.
That can wait till later.
So gross.
I didn't expect this. This is exciting. I mean, are you guys okay after all the fighting you just did? Do you need to?
I fought so much personally. I was not hiding in every other room every time we fought.
That doesn't sound like you at all, Will.
Nope, not at all.
Didn't Bathwack get his guy with a javelin from like a distance?
Yeah.
So we're good. We're fighting fresh.
No. Well, I need a nap.
I guess we could like stay over and have a little sleepover with them or something.
Let's have a sleepover at the winery.
I think Will and Bernard can go scope it out and come back, and we can get a rest in the meantime.
I can go scope it out, Bathwack.
Ew.
What? I didn't realize I was some kind of ranger or something. I mean, I could, actually. And Will's like, all of a sudden, Katie is thinking of the new spell that Will has. I could potentially do something interesting. How far away is it? Is it literally right next door? Like, how far away is it?
It's about... Give me a second.
Oh, geez. It's right next door. It's 10,000 miles away.
But in a straight line.
Yeah, as the raven flies.
Naked ravens, am I right?
As the naked raven flies.
It's about an hour's walk, I'd say, on the road. Probably a little short. It's a little shorter for us, as the raven flies.
Yeah.
How fast does a raven fly?
I know that sounds weird, but I'm wondering, like, if I...
Faster than a bread box.
Faster than a bed on a bed.
Does it start with F and
yes.
N and L Y?
Yes.
Well,
I how fast?
It's probably like 60.
Feet?
Or
60?
Maybe it's just your 30? Speed.
I don't know. I don't
Let
remember.
Let me see. I can look that up. 60 feet flying
okay.
speed. So double your walking speed.
Okay.
So
cool.
30 minutes.
I mean,
yeah, it would take about half that for us to fly there. That's about what it took to get there.
Okay.
But about an hour's walk. Like I said, not far at all.
If everyone needs to take a rest, I could go with Bernard and kind of send him along to see what's going on over there and see what we're up against. How about I do that?
Sweet.
We're all best friends now, okay. I guess.
So. Nick's like, I'll come, Will, if you
no,
need me.
No, Nick, no. You won't be able to keep up. And then he goes, and he flies out the window.
Does he? Yep,
no, he doesn't really, but he, I think maybe he does fly a little bit in the room, and he's like, see, I can do this.
Whoa! Says
Will,
Nick.
Will can fly now. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Does he have wings, or can we see the strings?
No, it's just strings.
Do you fly like Charlie Bucket in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
like,
Factory?
Just so terrified.
No, I bet he flies like the Puma Man. Like, lifted up from his underwear. Just, like, dangling from his underwear.
OMG, if you guys have not seen the Puma Man MST, it is the funniest thing ever.
I haven't seen that, no.
It is so good. You have to see it. Get it on YouTube immediately. The Pumaman.
The Puma Man.
Yes! It's called so many things. Oh, I'm so sorry we've derailed it, but yes,
all
you
right.
have to see it.
Oh, you guys derailed it.
Okay, so
you did it.
Wait, I don't remember what we were
You
saying.
Flew a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so he'll fly a little bit.
And Nick really did say that, whoa.
That Will's like trying to play it cool, like, yeah. That's right.
Guys, do you see that? Do you see that?
And then he, I guess, just goes because he's not going to wait for everyone to verify what he's going to do. He's just doing his own thing.
All right.
And send Bernard ahead, though, because if Bernard dies, then Bernard was a bear, so he changes him into a raven, and then he leaves.
Roll a d100.
All right. 82.
All right. You have advantage on your next roll.
Okay.
You feel the warmth of your locket flow through you in a good way, not a bad way.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, how long of a rest do you guys need? It seems like you, and he gestures to Batwhack, you were the one that needed a bit of a break. How long do you need just to sit down? What do you need? Out of character, do you need a short or long rest?
I need a long rest. I'm down 40 hit points.
Whoa!
Yes. Wow.
40?
Yeah, or, well, 30, and then I think I gained 10.
Maybe. This won't be so easy.
Remember, you can use your hit dice to gain hit points on a short rest, if you would like to do that.
I could do that. I'm also down on spell slots, though.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just reminding you of
the way. I don't know if we can wait. I mean, what do you guys think? Can we? Can
I think
we
you're the only one playing by the real rules.
So everyone else is just like, I didn't write anything.
I think Abby's the only one not.
I saw her character sheet, and she has all her spell slots, but I'm sure she casts spells.
No, I totally have actually hit points missing, too. So, I mean, Will will need to rest, but he's playing Will's game of I don't need to rest, so he's flying out the door.
Nick says, yeah, well, it's probably a good idea for us to be in tip-top shape, because these big bodyguard types don't sound like they're going to be easy pickings like these other druids, plus who knows how many there are, so I think that's a good idea. All right.
Can I pee now?
Almost.
Okay.
One more sentence, because I need time too.
You were not planning on this at all. This is not at all what we were supposed to do, I don't think.
That's awesome. That's the way this world is designed.
We're gonna take it to him.
Oh, this also means we're all gonna die.
Yeah. I'm a little afraid now. I thought that was the logical place. Like, these people have no gems, so I was like, well, we gotta go do that, right? And you were like, shifting through your book like you're panicking.
What? I wasn't panicked.
You were like, well, I don't know. Sure, I didn't expect the help right now.
You guys, you can sleep in the rooms upstairs. We've got work to do here anyway to get things up to shape. Make yourselves at home. Take all the time you need, and tomorrow we'll be all rested up and ready to go.
And what are the where ready to go and scout it out?
That's Will already left. He flew out through a window. Yeah.
I don't know if we want to send where it.
Werebirds.
Do you want to send the were ravens?
He's like, I don't trust Will's evaluation at all.
Trying to get a second opinion.
Right. Will flew to a completely different area, took a nap.
I'll send Elwyn after him when he gets over here. That's a good idea.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.